Now in the parable, the friend ties the jewel inside the man's garment before he goes to work, apparently. Now we shouldn't take this detail too literally. We shouldn't think on account of this detail that the jewel is literally acquired at a certain point in time. We must remember that the beginning of this parable, like the beginning of all parables, all stories, all fairy stories, takes place outside time. Within the parable itself, there's a sort of transition from eternity to time. So that the jewel doesn't come into our possession, as we might think, if we took the story, the parable literally, the jewel is eternally in our possession. We've never really lost it. It's there all the time. That is to say, outside time altogether. It's only our awakening to the fact that we have the jewel, or don't have the jewel even, that occurs in time.